We're in the middle of Likut Emoran, Torah Chof Beis. We're in the middle of paragraph Yud. In our Likut Emorans, it's page 75, the left-hand column, the middle of the page, where the paragraph begins from the words, V'tzorech kol odom sheyelech midarga ladarga. We're not going to go into any major reviews of what we had till now. Just the last topic that we had, Rabbeinu Zal spoke about a concept of Nase v'Nishma. The fact that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, at the time that Hashem was giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, they made a statement where they said, we will do, and then we'll understand. They were willing to commit themselves to fulfill all the commandments of Hashem without understanding and before understanding. And the Gemara says that when they said this, the Malachim placed two crowns on the head of each Jew for saying these words, Nase v'Nishma. In the last shiur, Rabbeinu Zal began a discussion about the topic of Nase and Nishma, explaining how Nase referred to a lower level and Nishma was a higher level. Nase referred to Nigla, the revealed portion of the Torah. Nishma referred to the Nistar, the secrets of Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal proved this and explained this based on Psukim, which we already covered. We're going to continue from where we left off. Some of today's discussion will include reviewing. You'll see Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal are going to bring in proofs that we had before so that hopefully it'll be clear. Rabbeinu Zal says now, V'tzorech kol odom sheyelech midarga ledarga. Each and every single Jew has to see to it to climb from level to level. Umei oilam la oilam, and to go from world to world. This means spiritual worlds, changing, in other words, changing level in a major way. Ad sheyizke b'chol pam lebechinas nase v'nishma govoya yoiser. So that each and every single time, the person is climbing into a new cycle of nase v'nishma, a higher level of nase v'nishma than what he had before. Sheyie nase etzloi b'chol pam mebechinas nishma, bechinas nistar, bechinas tfila, bechinas divrei Torah shesvivoi samitzvah, bechinas Torah Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, which means that the person should take what today is for him nishma, which is synonymous with nistar, which is synonymous with tfila, which corresponds to the divrei Torah which surround a mitzvah. We learned earlier that in the Torah, there's the exact commandment of Hashem to make tzitzis, v'yosu lechem tzitzis al kanfe v'gdehem, and then there's the words that surround the mitzvah, v'yidabra Hashem al meshalemar, etc. And we'd explained that some people take that for granted. They don't realize that if there weren't messages found in those words, if there weren't instructions and advice on how to come close to Hashem in those words, they wouldn't appear in the Torah. I, the Kasha, that when I look at it on the surface and I see the words, Vaidabra Hashem al Moshe, Lemar Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't see any clear advice on the surface. I don't see what the message is there in simple form. The answer is it's not simple. It's a deeper level of Torah and a deeper level of wisdom than the actual basic presentation of the mitzvah themselves. This part that surrounds the mitzvah corresponds to what we learned about in the previous chapter on Likut Emoran, the concept of a pnimi and a makif. The pnimi being that seichel which a person already has achieved and understood. It's inside his head, inside his brain, and the makif representing that wisdom which the person hasn't yet achieved, so that it's not inside the head, but we picture it in a sense as a halo around the head, and that represents this concept of the halo that surrounds the mitzvahs of the Torah. Those extra words that are found before and after and surrounding the instructions of the mitzvahs, they represent makif into the mitzvahs, a much higher level knowledge. So they correspond to nishma, which corresponds to nistar, the secrets of Torah, which corresponds to tefillah. That's all the upper level. Rabbeinu Zal says a Jew has to see to it. every single time to take his nishma, his tefillah, his nistar, his diburei Torah, which surround the mitzvah, and convert it to yihye nase mizeh, to convert it to bechinas nase, bechinas nigla, bechinas Torah soy. These are all concepts that we covered previously. He has to take what's tefillah to him and convert it to Torah. In other words, that which was more intangible to him, and bring it, rise to a level where that becomes tangible to him, that becomes regular to him in a sense. And so too, with the concept of that which was originally nistar to him, to convert it to nigla, that which was originally hidden to him, it was very deep, something above his level of understanding, he has to rise to a level where that becomes nigla to him, it becomes revealed to him. And so too, to take tefillah, what's originally on a comparable level of tefillah to him, convert it to Torah, more asiyah. And so too, to take what was originally Torah's Hashem, which was not his yet, it was originally in Hashem's possession before the person made it his, before he went out and studied that Torah and acquired it and made it his. Rabbi Nizal says each and every single time a person has to rise to new levels where he takes what was previously nishma to him and converts it to nase to him. He takes what was previously nistar to him and converts it to nigla to him, and so on and so forth. And when he does that, he receives a new makif. He receives a new nishma. When his old nishma becomes nase to him, it makes room for a whole new layer, a whole new level to come in to become his nishma. A person has to see to it to be climbing from level to level, step by step, until the person reaches such a height of Kiddusha that represents the beginning of when Hashem first created the world, when it was at its highest level of purity. Shehu Tchilas HaAtzilus, which represents the beginning of the Olam HaAtzilus, which is the highest of the worlds. V'shom Yesh Gamken B'chinas Nase V'nishma. And even on that uppermost level, there also there is this concept of these two, the Nase and the Nishma. Ki U'B'chinas Nishma SheYeshom Hu Toiras Hashem Be'emes. We said earlier that Nase was Toirosoi, Nishma was Torah's Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says that when you get to the Tchilas HaAtzilus, over there the Nishma is really Torah's Hashem. It means the highest possible level of Torah, kaviyochol on the level of Hashem's wisdom. Ki bechol oilam v'dargo Torah's Hashem hi rak b'shem hamushol. Because when we spoke about different levels that people are on, and we said that each person on the level that he's on, there's a concept of what's Torah soy and what's Torah's Hashem. When we use the word Torah's Hashem on people's levels, we meant to imply something that's above his grasp, above his reach. What was out of his reach, we called Torah's Hashem relative to him. That's this B'Shem HaMushal. In other words, it's a comparative terminology that's being used relative to me. The Torah that I know right now is called Torah C. It's my Torah. The Torah that I don't know right now, as far as I'm concerned, it's Hashem's Torah. It's still in Hashem's hands. I haven't made it mine yet. I haven't brought it inside myself yet. Kirak machmas shenistar mimenu nikro Torah Hashem, because it's only because that portion of Torah or that depth of Torah is hidden from him at the time, therefore, relative to him, we call it, we label it Torah Hashem. Ukishebolishom, and when the person reaches that Torah and he acquires that Torah, nase Torah soy, it becomes his Torah. Ach bechinas hanishma shebetchilas hoatzilus hi toiras Hashem be'emes. However, the nishma that's found in the tchilas hoatzilus, if a person were to climb to that level, to reach such a level of a high of kedusha comparable to the beginning, the uppermost part of the worlds that Hashem created, Over there, the Nishma is actually Toiras Hashem, ki ein gavoya misham, because there's nothing above that, rak Toiras Hashem mamish. But rather, that's the actual Toiras Hashem. In other words, it's not simply a relative term being used based on a specific person's level, but compared to the whole world and the biggest tzaddikim, even for them, that would be called Toiras Hashem. The Nas over there would be called Toiras Hashem. And when a person rises still higher, when a person rises above the Tchilas Hatzilus, where the person actually merges with Hashem, kaviyochel, a person becomes nichlal in the infinite light of Hashem, azai hanase hi bechinas Toras Hashem mamish, v'hanishma hu bechinas Tfilas Hashem. Then that person's nase over there, the nase is what's called Toras Hashem, literally kaviyochel, and the nishma is what's called Tfilas Hashem kaviyochel. Now we know, for example, the Gemara in Shabbos tells the story of Moshe Rabbeinu when he went up to heaven. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva teaching Torah in Shemayim. Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah to Malachim. We see that there are heights that tzaddikim can achieve in the study of Torah that goes way above our normal comprehension. If the Gemara says that he was teaching Torah in Shemayim, obviously we're talking about a completely, completely different level of Torah than what we could possibly comprehend. Or when the Gemara says that he darshan, Rabbi Akiva was able to bring forth hundreds of halachos and hundreds of chidushei Torah from each and every single crown on the top of each letter of the alphabet of the Sefer Torah. Again, this is something that goes way, way, way above our comprehension. We gave an example recently of a case where the Vilna Gaon Zal was able to show through the trup, he was able to learn halachos or explanations to the Gemara from different musical notes that are used on different words in the Sefer Torah. But obviously, there are levels higher and higher in this. So Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person is zeichet to be nichlal in the Ein Sof, there, the level of Torah is Toras Hashem, and the level of Tfilah is Tfilas Hashem Mamish. And now Rabbeinu Zal explains, Ki yesh Toras Hashem. There is something that's called Toras Hashem. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Ani kiyamtiho tchila. Hashem says that as far as the Torah, I fulfilled the mitzvahs of the Torah before anybody else. Now, when we talk about Hashem fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah, it doesn't mean that Hashem put on tzitzis, chas v'shalom, physically, literally put on tzitzis the way we do. Obviously, the Toras Hashem, the Kima, the Toras Hashem on Hashem's level is something way, way above our comprehension. It's not the simple level that we're thinking of when Hashem says, Ani kiyamti atchila. Ukemoy shekosuv, and as we find in a different Gemara, where the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu malbish arumim umevaker cholim, the Gemara says, Hashem clothes those that need clothing, Hashem visits the sick. So we see a concept of Hashem fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah. This is called Toras Hashem. Hashem performing the mitzvahs of the Torah on his level. V'chein Omra Zal, and the Gemara also says, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu meiniach tefillin. How do we know that Hashem puts on tefillin? And the Gemara brings proof from Psukim to show that Hashem puts on tefillin. But again, it's not necessarily talking about tefillin in the form that we know it. So we see there is a concept of Toras Hashem. V'chein yesh tfilas Hashem. There's also a concept of the tefillah of Hashem. K'mo Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, Minayin shakodesh baruch hu mispalel. How do we know that Hashem himself davens? And the Gemara brings proof from a pasuk, Vavioisim el arkochi, v'simachtim beveis tefillah si. I will rejoice with the Jews in my house of tefillah. The Gemara says it doesn't say in their house of tefillah, in my house of tefillah, implying that Hashem himself davens. Shenemar, v'simachtim beveis tefillah si. Nimtzo sheyesh Toras Hashem v'yesh Tfilas Hashem. So we see there is a concept of the Torah of Hashem and the Tfilah of Hashem. And when a person, a tzaddik, is zoche to rise to such a high level, where he becomes kaviochel one with Hashem, he merges with the infinite light of Hashem, azai toirosoi hu toiras Hashem mamish, utfilosoi utfilas Hashem mamish. Then that person's Torah, if he merged with Hashem, then the Torah that he's learning is kaviochel the Torah Hashem, the way Hashem is learning it, kaviochel. And his tefillah is the tefillah of Hashem. Again, a concept of Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi. The Gemara uses that terminology. Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi means it's not a human being speaking these words of Torah, but rather it's Hashem himself speaking through this person. Now we find, for example, Reb Chaim Vitalzal, in the introduction to the Kisvei Arizal, when he writes about the level of Torah that his Rebbe is presenting there, he says that any person reading these words and studying it will understand that this is not Torah that a human being could be zeicha to through human logic or reason of any sort whatsoever, but rather the revelations that are found in this Sefer are clearly revelations that were gotten through Ruach HaKodesh, which means this is not using human, it's not a matter of using human potential, the human mind, to go as high it can get, as it can in figuring things out, but rather this is a human being rising to the level of Malachim, or rising to a level above that, and kavyochel having Hashem himself teach him Torah, or having Hashem himself reveal to him secrets of Torah, which a human being would normally not be able to conclude on their own, no matter if they studied the Torah for 100 years. We have the example of the case where the Arizal was once sleeping on a Shabbos, and one of his Talmidim saw his lips moving, and he asked the Arizal afterwards, could you tell me what was going on? So the Arizal said to him, I was learning secrets in heaven about the story of Bilam and Balak. And he said to him, you should know that the shear that I just witnessed, it would take me 80 years to explain to you one of the items that I learned there now. This was during his sleep. The Arizal was learning. He was given the privilege of visiting yeshivas in heaven and learning Torah on a level where with him as a Rebbe, with his level of students, it would take them 80 years to understand one of the items that he was taught there. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'zeh shom razal, this is what the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Hamavake shrach mimal chaveroi. If a person is mispalel for a friend who needs a specific item, and the one who's being mispalel needs the same item, then the one who's being mispalel, even though his tefillah is being directed on behalf of the other person, the one who's davening, his need will be satisfied first. Rabbi Nizal explains, Ki ma shetzorech lo isay dovor, ve'enoy mevakesh al atzmoi, because the fact that this person, Reuven, needs a certain item, and he decides not to daven for himself, not to ask for it for himself, hu machmas shehu bebechinas ayin, that could only be because he considers himself nothing. If I am a something, then my needs and my concerns are important, are significant. The fact that I'm ignoring my own personal need implies that I consider myself nothing. If I'm nothing, my needs don't exist. They don't come into the picture. V'hu bechinas tchila. When a person considers himself nothing, then he's considering himself like the beginning, like before creation, before there was a world, when there was nothing, kaviyachal, there was only Hashem. Hainu koidem abriya, a concept of before creation. Umachmas shehu bechinas tchila, al yidei zehu nene tchila. Because of the fact that this person is acting like the beginning, because he's considering himself nothing, which is what existed in the beginning, Bereshis, before the world was created, because he's acting like the beginning, therefore he's served first. First means beginning also. Therefore Hashem takes care of his needs first. Because he's a Bechina of Tchila, he's Nene Tchila. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, L'chura, ein lo zeh ho'inyin chibur heitev l'mash shelamala. at first glance, this doesn't seem to be connected to what we were learning before. However, if you look at it a little bit carefully, you'll see that there is a very definite connection between what we just said and everything that we learned previously. Because it's explained previously and further. That the concept of the tefillah of Hashem is something that goes way back to before creation. It's above this bria. It's above what exists in this world. Shezehu bechinas tchila. That's also a concept of before creation. We said that when a person rises to the level of tchilas u'atzilus, and then he goes past that to the Ein Sof, which is the level of purity that existed in the world before Hashem created the world, we said then the person is zoche to tfilas Hashem. So tfilas Hashem is a concept of koidem abriya, tchila. And because that concept is a concept of nothingness, a concept of before creation, therefore, the only one that could be zeicher to that concept of reaching to the nothingness, to the state of holiness that existed before there was a world, before there was something, when there was only nothing, nothing being used to refer to the highest level of the holiness of Hashem, the only one who could reach that is a person who is himself nothing, who considers himself nothing. Dahainu shehu onov be'emes. This means a person who's truly humble. Umevatel atzmoy legamri betachles abitul. A person who nullifies himself completely, 100% considers himself total zero, total nothing. Ki'ilu einoy bo'olam. As if he doesn't exist in the world. Ad shenichlal be'ein soif. To the point where the person becomes part of the infinite light of Hashem. Because we assume generally that if a person is a something, to the extent that he's something, he's taking up space and he's blocking the presence of Hashem to a degree. To the extent that a person makes himself nothing, vacates himself in a sense, the more he vacates his own somethingness, the more he makes room for the presence of Hashem to be there. The more he's mevatel himself, the more he's me'ira, the presence of Hashem. Just like we mentioned many times, Rabbeinu Zal says in the opening line of Torah Vav on Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal says, ki tzorich kol odom lema'et b'chvoid atzmoy, ulaharbois b'chvoid hamokoyim. A person has to see to it to minimize his own kavod and to increase the kavod of Hashem. And the Mefarshim explain those two go together. To the extent that a person is able to suppress and obliterate their own personal kavod, to that same exact extent, that person is elevating the kavod of Hashem and is heightening and making room for the kavod of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this whole insert over here from the parentheses, from Lechura, is Rav Nosson Zal's words explaining. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ubozeh mekusher heitev ma'ashev muvah lekaman al maim razal elozer zira. Now you'll understand how something we're going to have on the next page, where Rabbeinu Zal is going to bring a story about one of the rabbis of the Gemara, related to his being tested with humbleness, shechoshdu begadlus, they suspected of being arrogant, the alkein chavshuhu, and therefore they put him in prison. Ayin Sham, if you'll take a look over there, you'll see how that's connected to this, how this all ties into what we learned earlier about the Torah Sashem and Tfilah Sashem, and that there are higher and higher levels of that, and the highest level of Torah Sashem and Tfilah Sashem is when a person is zeichet to Ayin, when a person is zeichet to Tchila, Koidem Abriya, that's where the Torah Sashem is literally Torah Sashem, Tfilah Sashem is literally Tfilah Sashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, how can a person be zeichet to that? To the extent that a person achieves humbleness and modesty, that's what will allow the person to achieve greater and greater levels of this Torah Sashem and Tfilah Sashem. A perfect example of this would be and literally the most classic example, the time when Bnei Yisrael worshipped the Egel HaZohov, and Hashem wanted to destroy the whole Am Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't. Moshe Rabbeinu begged Hashem, please don't destroy them. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ve'im ayin, and if not, and if you don't agree to fulfill my request to let the Jews live, Mocheni no misifrecho asher kosafta, then erase me from your sefer, then kill me. Because if you say that the Jews aren't worthy to live, then I'm first, because I'm the least worthy of them. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu was presenting himself before Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal, in another turn, the Kutimran explains that when he said Vim Ayin, that was referring to his anivus, his humbleness. What happened immediately afterwards? Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu a shir on Tfilas Hashem. Hashem, that was when Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midei Shel Rachmim, the special names of Hashem, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachem V'Chanun, which represents an example of Tfilas Hashem, literally, where the Tfila is Hashem. Hu Tehilo Secho, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk. Hashem himself is the Tfila, where just mentioning certain names of Hashem represents the highest possible Tfila imaginable, reaching up to the Keser, the crown of Hashem, and a Tfila that can crush any Gzardin, any Midas Adin that Hashem would have towards Bnei Yisrael. Here you have an example of where the modesty immediately followed by a revelation of the Tfilas Hashem and the Torah Hashem, etc.
So Denzel seems to be suggesting that, or maybe I'm wrong, that if a person is in need of something and sees this, that perhaps one should go about praying for his friend's need first in order that he should also be answered. But then Rabbeinu Zal also goes on to say that Tefillah has to be so pure that he has to consider himself completely nothing. So bringing it now down to a real personal level for us, if we have a need and we also see our friend has a need, but we're not able to reach the level that we're able to make ourselves completely nothing, and there might be even some self-interest that we should pray for other friends, or that we should still, is it best that we should still take that approach over the approach of just asking for our own needs first?
For sure. Rabbeinu Zal is talking to each person on their own level. Each person has to find where they plug into this. Rabbeinu Zal sometimes presents the ideal, the best, what tzaddikim are zoche to. Each and every one of us has to be aware that there are such levels, and that tzaddikim are zoche to those levels, and that we should aspire to some degree to reach those levels. At the same time, a person has to know that in certain cases, the application to us is not the exact same way as the big tzaddikim apply to themselves. Many times, Rav Nosson Zal, Likutei Halachos, will take a chapter on Likutei Moran, and I'll say, this item that Rabbeinu Zal is presenting in this form, I'll show you another form of how it relates to us, or how it's presented in the Torah itself, stories in the, which show it. In this case, there are obviously many versions of this. There's a person who actually can rise to a level where they consider themselves, their love, their Ahavas Yisrael, and their respect for another Jew is so great that when he knows that he has an hour a day to speak to Hashem, and he wants to discuss with Hashem the most important things in his life, the most important things in his life don't relate to him. It relates to his neighbor and his friend and his rabbi and all the different things. To the extent where he literally puts all of those other people first. Now there's a question, the Gemara mentions this in a case of halacha. Certain cases where we say chayecho koidmin. Certain cases, a person's in a desert and there's one cup of water and he could either save himself or save somebody else. What he's allowed to do, what he's not allowed to do. And there are halachas that dictate what happens in that case. Here in the case of tefillah, which in certain ways is a person's life. Tefillah lokel chayoi. If I daven for another person, it means I'm literally giving them away part of my life. I'm giving them, number one, part of my time time is life, literally, and tefillah is the chiyus of the person. The question is, who I consider more important and to what extent? And we see that even in that, there could be selfish motives. Here, Rabbi Nezal is explaining that the whole reason why you'll be answered first is because you consider yourself nothing. Imagine if a person perverts this and says, my only reason for davening for that other person is to serve my own purpose, then he's confusing the issue.
Was he mentioned before why we originally were talking about the nigla taking the mister and the nigla, and we said that the mister is tefillah and the nigla is Torah, that why is it sort of like opposite than what we usually say, that we take the Torah and turn it into being a high mila? In other words, like, isn't that the opposite direction?
The question that he's asking is that Rabbi Nezal discusses a concept of a person taking what they learn and making from it tefillah as a means of serving Hashem. In this chapter of Likud Imran, Rabbi Nezal is discussing a different item to a degree. He's discussing a concept of a person climbing from one level to the next level, and he's discussing a concept of a tefillah that's above Torah, and a person constantly trying to take what's originally tefillah to them and convert it to Torah. The fact is, we mentioned many times in the Gemara, you have a tefillah that precedes Torah and a tefillah that follows Torah. So that's symbolic of this concept, that sometimes you can have a tefillah on top and a tefillah on bottom. In this Torah, in the Kutiman, Rabbi Nezal is talking about the tefillah being on top, relative, and trying to climb each time, the level that you're on, what you have is your naseh, what's above you is your nishma. And each time you're trying to jump to a next level to turn a nishma into a naseh, so you're getting a higher level nishma. Now Rabbi Nezal says, v'zeh b'chinas av uben maimar v'chatzi maimar. This ties into what we learned previously, way back towards the beginning of this chapter, where Rabbi Nezal Rav Nosazal continues, V'lechoyro, ein kesher le'inyin pagam hagadlus la'toyra zois. At first glance, a person wouldn't see the connection between this concept of gadlus, arrogance, and what we discussed previously in this chapter. Shelo'y nizkar kan le'choyro me'inyin gadlus klal, because previously in the chapter, Rabbi Nezal wasn't discussing that issue at all. Ach be'emes al pi'anal mavur le'inayim, but based on what I just said, you could understand it well. Shekol inyan zeh lizkois lebchinas nasa v'nishma hagavoya yoiser, that this whole concept of a person trying to achieve a higher level nasa v'nishma than what they have today, shehu bechinas klolius be'ein soif betchilas habriya, where a person is trying to climb higher and higher, till that person's neshama will become nichlal in the ein soif, in the infinite light of Hashem, which goes back to before creation, the level of light that existed before creation, kol ze yevsher lizkois kim al yedei anova bemes. The only way a person could be zeichet to that is through true humbleness, shehu bechinas ayin, which is the concept of nothing. The word ayin means nothing, which we use that term referring to humbleness. A person says, I'm nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen said, v'nachnu mo, we are nothing. And the word ayin is also the label that's given to the level of light that existed before creation. Ayin meaning nothing, meaning before it was nisgashim, before the light of Hashem was made tangible and it was brought into a gashmius form, referring to the highest level of light possible. When Moshe Rabbeinu made that statement, v'im ayin mocheni no misifrecho asher kosafto, erase me from the sefer that you wrote, the Megal Amukai says that the last letters of the words misifrecho asher kosafto make up the word keser. Knows that Moshe Rabbeinu, by using this word about himself, ayin, he was rising up and reaching up to that highest level of kedusha called keser. Also, I don't remember, the word orich is also found over there. I don't remember it offhand this moment. Mocheni, no, misifrecho asher. Exactly. Mocheni, no, misifrecho asher. The soifei tevois there make up the word orich,
which corresponds to Orech Anpin, which is another nickname of Keser. Orech means old, in other words, the highest level of light possible. V'ze bechinas av uben chatzi maimar. Av uben maimar v'chatzi maimar. This corresponds, is that what we're up to? Or we're skipping again? V'atam avor heitev kesher inyin zeh ha-mispal al chaveroi v'utzoruch la-toyra zois. And now you could understand well the connection between this last Gemara that we brought in about a person davening for his friend and then being answered first to what we discussed previously in the chapter about the Nas of an Ishma. Because a person who's davening for his friend's needs, even though he himself is in need, he or she is in need of the same exact item, that's an example of humbleness. Bechinas ayin, a concept of nothing. Shemavatel atzmoi, the person nullifies themselves. Ve'enoi choshesh al atzmoi klum, the person shows zero concern for themselves. Rak margish tsar Yisrael chaveroi, but rather they're concerned only for the pain of their fellow Jew, as in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was willing to go to bat for Bnei Yisrael to such an extent to say, kill me first. Kill me first means I mean the least to myself. What's more important to me is all the rest, all the Am Yisrael. Rabbi Nezal says, "Va'yidei habitul zeh hu nichlal ba'ayin." And when a person does that, they negate themselves. The person is zeichet to rise, to become part of this ayin, this nothing, shehu bechinas tchila, which is a concept of the beginning or before creation, bechinas koydem abriya, before the bria, bechinas nishma, bechinas tfilas Hashem kanal, all corresponding to that upper level. V'alkein hu nene tchila. Therefore, that person is answered first, ki hu bebechinas tchila, because that person has risen to the level that's called tchila, the level that's before creation when there was nothing. That person is, by making himself nothing, showing total lack of concern for himself, ignoring his own concerns, and being only concerned with others, that picks the person up to this level of ayin, which is tchila, and therefore he's zeichet to be nene tchila. V'ze bechinas av uben chatzi maimar v'chatzi maimar. This is also the concept of what we discussed earlier in the Torah of a father and a son, a complete statement and a half a statement. We spoke about Bereshis Bora, that Bereshis represented the father because Reshis is chachma. Av b'chochma, by Yosef HaTzadik it says he was called Avrech. Av b'chochma, v'rach b'shonim. So Reshis, which means first, the first is the father in a family, the first is the father. So he's the Maimar. Bereshis, the Gemara says, was one of the 10 statements of creation. The next word, Bora, is Chatzi Maimar. It's half of Bereshis. It's the first three letters of the word Bereshis, that's called Chatzi Maimar. Ki hanase hu bechinas nigla, bechinas toira, bechinas bora, bechinas ben, bechinas eden tato, bechinas chochma tato, bechinas chatzi maimar. Because as we showed earlier, what's called nase, which corresponds to nigla, which corresponds to toira, to bora, to ben, to eden tato, to chochma tato, to chatzi maimar, that's all level A, relative to level B. The higher level, the level above it, keneged hanishma shehi bechinas bereshis maimar hasholem chochmo ilo eden ilo bechinas av bechinas tfila bechinas nistor. Each one of these represents a set: the av to the ben, the nistor to the nikla, the bereshis to the bora, etc. Ki kol darga neged darga shelamala mimeno hu bechinas chatzi maimar. Because each level, compared to the level above it, is called a chatzi maimer, a half of a statement.
Kimoi ho'ov kishemedaber medaber maimar hasholem. Just as in the case when you have a father speaking, a person who's much more intelligent and much more experienced, much more advanced, he makes a complete statement. Ukishebnoi hakoton medaber achrov, and when his small child speaks after him, tells over, let's say, what he's saying, humedaber rak chatzi maimer, is no way that he can express it in the same way as the father expressed it, but rather his statement relative to the father is considered half. Kain kol darga neged darga shelamalim imenu hu bechinas chatzi maimer. So too, when we talk about levels of kedusha, each time you have a level of kedusha, that level compared to the level above it is considered like half. And in fact, in the Zohar Kodesh, it uses that kind of terminology sometimes when we picture one person above a concept of Odom Elyon and different phases, we picture one person's head reaching up to the chest of the one above him. In other words, a concept of things laid out in such a way where the one below reaches halfway up on the one above them. Vadarga shelamalim imeno hi bechinas maimar hasholim negdo. And the level above is considered to be a complete statement compared to the half below it. V'chein midarga ladarga, and so too from level to level. Ki kol b'nei odom v'chayois v'oifois utzmeichim v'chol advorim shebeze oilom. Because all the human beings and the animals and the birds and the vegetation and all objects in this world, heim rak bechinois chatzi maimar, neged ha'olam shelamala mizeh olam. They're all considered to be in the state of chatzi maimar compared to the world above this world, which is the world of the galgalim, the sun, the moon, those items, those higher level spheres. Ki heim rak remozim ledvorim hagvoyim mehem. Because these objects that appear in this world, these physical objects, are hints, are signs relative to the items of the world above, which are on a much higher level. V'chein me'oilam lo'oilam, and so too from world to world. V'chein klolius abrira neged koidem abrira, and so too when we talk about the whole creation relative to what was before creation, the bria is considered to be chatzi maimar compared to the level of kedusha that existed koidem abrira, which is considered to be a much higher level of kedusha. Just as we mentioned many times, that when a person wants to purify themselves in this world, we say purification is done through water. Netilas yadayim for bread, or going to the mikveh for women or for men. Why? Because of the fact that water was the first item in creation. When Hashem created the world, originally the world was wall-to-wall water. Because that's what was in the beginning, that represents the highest state of purity. Before the world got messed up, before human beings and animals and birds invaded it and messed it up, that was the world in its highest state of purity. Therefore, when a person today becomes tame and they want to become purified, they do it by submerging themselves completely in wall-to-wall water. By doing that, they're plugging into the level of kedusha that existed in the beginning of creation. Now imagine, that's the beginning of creation, that's when creation already begun, but that still is nowhere near as holy and as pure as the level of purity that existed before creation, when there was kavyochol only Hashem himself in its purest form without creation, which represents a tzimtzum, a step down in a sense, kavyochol for Hashem. The concept of vayered Hashem al har Sinai, that whenever there's a hisgalus of Hashem, it represents a step down. So if the bria, if the creation represented a revelation of Hashem, automatically it implies kavyochol relative to Hashem, a step down in a sense. So Rabbi Nezal says here, the klolius habriya neged koidem habriya is also hi bechinas chatzi maimar, ki ikar shlemus be'ein soif, because the main concept of 100% is only in the infinite light of Hashem. V'shom hu bechinas maimar hasholem. There you have this concept of maimar hasholem. V'zeh bora shehu klolius habriya hu chatzi maimar neged bereishis shehu bechinas koidem habriya. Rabbi Nizal says, now we understand these two words, Bereshis and Bora. We said that Bereshis is called a Maimar HaSholem. Bora is called Chatzi Maimar. Bora means he created. Bora refers to the totality of creation. The totality of creation is called Chatzi Maimar compared to Bereshis. Bereshis implying before creation. In the beginning meaning even before Bora, before creation. Rabbi Nizal says now here that the word Bereshis here is Bechinas Tfila. The word Bereshis represents Maimar HaSholem, which represents Tfila. Kemoi Bereshis Yore Boishes. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Bereshis is actually composed of two words, Yore and Boishes. The word Bereshis represents fear of Hashem and being embarrassed before Hashem. Shehi HaTfila. That's the concept of tefillah. Bechinas yiras Hashem hites halal. Fear of Hashem. One who has fear of Hashem, that's one who prays. That's one who praises Hashem. So if the word Bereshis is a concept of yira, then it means Bereshis is a concept of tefillah. Shehu maimar hasholem. And we said earlier that tefillah represents maimar hasholem relative to Torah. Finish that thought. Now Rabbi Nizal continues. What we're saying here is obviously not easy, and it's not simple, but if a person will try to follow this, Rabbi Nizal is giving concepts of being able to understand how things are related to each other, how to understand the concept of a higher level and lower level on all kinds of different planes within religion. That when we talk about these terms, when we talk about Torah versus Tefillah, when we talk about a father versus a son, we're always to understand always that relative, you know, this concept of a level above and level below, and a concept of trying to climb constantly to achieve new cycles. Each time a person reaches a new madrega, they have within that madrega what's called the av and the ben to them, the Torah and the tefillah, the nigla and the nistar, etc. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'alkein emuna nikro Yerushalayim kanal. And because of what we learned now, we can understand why emuna, faith, is called Yerushalayim. Al shem she'ikra binyono mi'bereshis. Because the main binyan comes from Bereshis, shehu bechinas yira. The main binyan of Yerushalayim comes from Bereshis, shehu bechinas yira sholem. Because Yerushalayim, the Medrash says, was called Yerushalayim because of two words, yira sholem, representing the 100% yira. Ki tamon yira tamon sholem. Because where there is yira, there is shlemus. Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk, ki ein machzer lireyov. Those that have fear of Hashem, they lack nothing. They are called sholem, 100% complete. So that's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. And we said that Bereshis was also an Indian of Yira. Yore Boishes. Bereshis, Yore Boishes, Maimar HaSholem. Bereshis is also a concept of Yira. This concept of and we said that Bereshis was called Maimar HaSholem. So the Bereshis has both of these things in it. It has Yore in it. And it has Sholem, just like Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Yira Sholem. Bereshis, we said, was a Maimar HaSholem, relative to Bora, and it was also the concept of Yira. Now Rabbi Nizal explains, what's the connection between Bereshis and Yerushalayim and Emuna? Ki Emuna Humei Aroyim Kanal. Because we learned earlier that the way that a person is Zoichet Emuna is from the seven shepherds. Rabbi Nizal quoted the pasuk Shechon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna, that Emuna comes from the Re'ei, from the Royim, from the shepherds. Ulaharoyim yefshar liskarev kimal yidei azus kanal. And we learned earlier that it's impossible to come close to these seven shepherds unless a person has azus, guts, unless a person has strength, a certain power. Rabbi Nizal quoted the pasuk Nehalto v'ozcho el nevei kotshecho, that in order to get close to the kedoshim, to these tzaddikim, a person needs azus. Ula azus zoichen al yidei simcha kanal. And we said that how do you get to azus? Through simcha. Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Rabbi Nezal said, Simcha is your strength, your chutzpah. Ula simcha zeichen al yidei b'chinas nasev and ishma. And we learned earlier that how do you get to simcha? Through nasev and ishma. When the Yidden said nasev and ishma, they got the crowns on their heads, the two crowns. And simcha is also called a crown on the head. V'simchas oilam al roisham, the pasuk says. Ach, Rabbi Nezal says, however, ikar shlemus ha-simcha hu al yidei yira. When can a person really be zeicha to true 100% simcha? Only when a person has fear of Hashem. Ki vegilu bir'odo ksi. Because the pasuk says, vegilu, you will be happy bir'odo, with trembling. So we see that simcha is something that a person needs yira to really be able to appreciate simcha. Hainu ikar hagila v'hasimcha hu al yedei tefila shehi b'chinas yira hanal kanal. The main joy that if a person wants to achieve real, pure, total joy, the only way to achieve it is through tefila, which is synonymous with yira, ishiras Hashem itesawal. Shehi b'chinas nishma, tefila is a concept of nishma, b'chinas maimra sholem, sheshom ikra shleimus kanal. That's where the main shleimus is. Nimtza, Rabbi Nezal says, so you need yira, tefila, to get to simcha, simcha to get to azus, azus to get to the shivaroyim to get to emuna. So the beginning and end of this chain are yira to emuna. Rabbi Nezal says, Nimtza, she'ikar binyan ho emuna, shehi b'chinas Yerushalayim, kiriya ne'emona, zoichan al yidei tefila, shehi b'chinas yira, b'chinas maimra, sholim kanal. Therefore we see that the way that a person gets to develop the emuna, they have to start with tefila, which is yira, which is nishma, which is maimra ha'sholim. V'alkein nikras emuna Yerushalayim. And that's why one of the nicknames of emuna is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called Kirya Ne'emona, the trustworthy city, the city of emuna. Shehu Yerushalayim. Ki ikar binyono al yidei b'chinas yira. Because the main development of emuna, of faith, comes through yira. Shehu b'chinas maimra sholem, sheze b'chinas bereshis, yorei boishes, shehu maimra sholem kanal. That's how a person gets to emuna. The aschola of emuna has to come from yira. The yira will lead to simcha, the gilu birodo, the simcha will lead to azas digdusha, the azas digdusha will lead a person to come close to the great tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim will teach him emuna. Rabbi Nezal here prescribes a whole procedure, a whole process, that if a person will work on these items, if a person will work on Yira, how will they work on it? They'll learn what Yira is all about. They'll study the Torah to see how the Torah describes fear, exactly what that means. There's a description when it comes to fear, Ish imay v'aviv tiro. The Torah says a person is supposed to fear their parents. The Gemara gives a definition of what that means. Not to interrupt them in speaking, not to sit in their chair, a whole list of things. A person has to learn what Yira is about. When a person learns what Yira is about, they'll understand they'll be zecha to tefila, which is also Yira, Ish Yiras Hashem Itesawal, and that'll start this whole procedure, this whole chain that we spoke about, the end of which, the goal at the end of the rainbow, is emuna, to be zecha to true faith in Hashem. That's the tachlis of this chain. V'zeh, Rabbi Nezal says, this is what the pasuk means when it says, Eidus Hashem ne'emona. Literally, this pasuk means that the Eidus of Hashem, the Torah, is ne'emona. It's trustworthy. It cries out the trustworthiness of Hashem. That if a person studies the Torah and they see how true it is to form, they get to know how much to trust in Hashem. Rabbi Nezal explains, Eidus Hashem shehem ho'edim hanal. The word Eidus also alludes to the crowns that we spoke about earlier. Those crowns were also called Edyom. The Pasuk in the Chumash calls them also Edyom. So Rabbi Nezal says, those crowns, ne'emono, al yodom nivne se'emuna. Through those crowns, which were nasev and ishma, through that a person gets to emuna. This is another connection being drawn between those two items. The Zer, Rabbi Nezal says, this also explains another pasuk. The pasuk says, Mishom roye even Yisrael. That from there, the stone of Bnei Yisrael comes forth. The targumai, the targum on the word even is av and ben. That's what the targum says, av ubnin. V'zeh maimar sholem, shu av uben kechodo. We learned earlier that when you have av and ben, that's called maimar hasholem. Ki chatzi maimar hu bechinas ben lechud. Because chatzi maimar is the sun. Bro, we mentioned earlier, bro means to create. Bro also means the sun. This S-O-N. A son is called Chatzi Maimar when he's alone. Aval Maimar Hasholem hu avu ben kechodor. But it's called Maimar Hasholem when the father and son are united. Kishom nichlal hakoil, because there everything comes together. Vaydeze yochoy lovoy lebchinas royim kanal. And once a person brings everything together, this Av and Ben, the Nasev and Ishma, and all the other things we spoke about, then the person can be zocher to get close to the Royim, Misham Roye. How do you get to the Royim? Through Evan, through this Av and Ben. V'zehu Misham Roye, Evan Yisrael. That through achieving the Madregos that we explained and described as Av and Ben, through that a person is zocher to come close to the Royim, to the shepherds.
Rabbeinu said before that compared Av to Maimar Shalem Ben to Chatzi Maimar. Here, Rabbeinu Zal is saying that Maimar Shalem is the Av and Ben together.
Exactly.
Because
this is a rule, this is an important point that he's making here, that when we talk about levels of Kedusha, when we talk about a level that's above, a level below it, the level above automatically includes in it the level below. And that's the moshel he's giving here. That even though in the beginning we said that Bereshis was Av, Boro was Ben, you should know that when we say Bereshis, Bereshis automatically includes in it Av and Ben. Proof is that the word Bereshis has in it the Boro. The Bara is in the Bereshis, automatically telling you that the Av has the Ben in it. When we talk about Chesed, Chesed has in it, whatever Kiddusha is below, whatever Kiddusha Gevura has in it, Chesed has in it, plus something more, and so on and so forth. We'll hold it over here for now. Paragraph Yud Aleph.